You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everybody. I've gotten to try the new Facebook fan page experience. And on this episode, I'm going to go over my thoughts on what's new, what I'm looking forward to, what I'm apprehensive about, why I switched back to the classic version of the fan pages, and my overall verdict as to why I think I should start embracing it and why I think you as your own fan page admin should start embracing it too. So welcome to this episode. If we haven't met yet, my name is 16 Ramos. I'm a digital marketing strategist and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success and live their best lives. Welcome to this episode where I talk about the brand new fan page experience. So Facebook rolled out with this. I actually started seeing the notice for this upgrade about 2 or 3 months ago. And because I am such a big believer that if Facebook shows you any kind of update, if it gives you any kind of notification that, hey, this is what's new, they probably want you to get on it as quick as possible. And so that's what I did. I got super excited because when I started doing my research, I didn't see a lot of fan pages updating to this brand new fan page experience yet. And so I was pretty excited because I was also one of the first accounts to get the subscription groups. And so to be one of the first fan pages to also have the brand new fan page experiences, I got really, really excited just to experience this. And so first off, if you are a fan page admin, I'm going to go over what's new and then I'm going to give you guys some details on how I feel about it. Okay, so first off, it has a major, major redesign, which I am going to show you right now on my screen. So here's what the new experience or fan page experience looks like. So if you are an admin, you might be seeing this notification or this update pop up, introducing the new pages experience. And it briefly explains what you can get or what's new. And if you look at this one on the right, it looks pretty similar to how a personal profile looks like. And let me tell you the major, major change that I keep seeing that Facebook emphasizes is that they are going to remove the likes on the fan pages and they are going to focus more on followers. And in a little bit, I'm going to tell you how that can impact your reach and your visibility. So let me give you just a list of what's new on this fan page experience first. So first off, the redesigned layout, right? It's simpler and more intuitive, as Facebook says, because it is really, really similar to how a personal profile looks like. Second is they have a dedicated newsfeed now, which Facebook says they are introducing for the first time for fan pages. But when I look at my own fan page, I actually have a dedicated newsfeed for my own fan page now, where I see posts from other pages that I follow with that fan page. So I'm not really sure what else is new with this dedicated newsfeed. If you're already trying this brand new experience out for your fan page, let me know if you find anything different on this brand new dedicated newsfeed, because I'm not really seeing anything new, but it's really cool to have. It's cool that they didn't take that away. And because there is also one added feature that I really like about the fan pages, which is every time you comment on any page's content, for example, as your fan page, they're gonna put that little follow button right next to your name, which impacts your overall visibility and overall reach. Because if people aren't following you yet, it just helps to have that little follow button right next to your name every time you're commenting as your fan page. And it gets bumped up if you are a verified fan page too, which is really handy, really cool. I'm not a verified fan page. You know, I'm guessing like only the celebrities get that right now, but maybe eventually I'll get that, right? So they also have easy navigation, which allows you to navigate between profile and pages. So what I noticed about this is my fan page. So currently, this is what I hold is my personal 16 Ramos profile. Just all my personal stuff are there. I'm connected with my friends and all my personal content is up there. Now, I also have my 16 Ramos fan page, this one where you're watching the episode, where I have all of my business related content and all of my Generation 6 episodes. So whenever I need to go back and forth, I always have to go through the pages tab and then look for my fan page, my 16 Ramos fan page, if I wanted to go visit this fan page. But now if you have and if you implement or apply this update into your fan page, it's much easier. So what's going to happen is when you click on your settings, if you want to go to your own profile, you're going to find your fan page underneath your profile. It kind of, in a way, behaves like a profile of some sort, but it is a fan page. Okay, so that's one of the updates. And then you also have safety and integrity features, which to me is like super sensitive because currently, you guys, I'm going to be honest, I have a love-hate relationship with the fact checkers and the security people that are running Facebook's, you know, Facebook security, Facebook's fact checking, because you got to admit the fact that Facebook can shadow ban a very important person's profile and the very important in this most important country, you gotta admit that's a lot of power and that's really scary. But, you know, you use the platform, you gotta abide by their community guidelines, I guess, right? Hey, Frankie, Carla, I want to say hi to all my viewers. If you're tuned in, please say hi and tell me where you're watching from. And I do have a question for you. If you are a fan page admin, have you seen this new update, the new pages experience? And if you have you installed it in your fan page? And if you have installed it, what do you think? So I'm going over my thoughts on what's new, what I'm looking forward to, and what I'm apprehensive about. But essentially, at the end of this, I'm going to give you my overall verdict because I do believe that if Facebook is rolling out with it, it's only a matter of time before this update is forced on all of our fan pages. So, hi, Arlene, Myla, Frankie, Carla, Irene, Trisha, watching from Pampanga, Philippines. Hey, Trisha, how are you doing? Carrie Jane is watching from Korea. Oh, hey, I don't know if I've ever had a viewer from Korea. Hello, hello to you. How's Korea? How are you doing? Hi, May, Lorna, Kimberly, Shyla, Grant, hello to you too. Dory Marie, hey, Dory, I see the supporter badge. Thank you so much for supporting my content. Eileen is watching from Singapore. And Mudzlina is watching from Tawi Tawi. Hey, Irene says the fact checkers are biased. I really don't want to go get into that yet. I really don't want to do that yet. Eddie Rose, hello to you, watching from Manila. May, watching from Capiz. And Leona is watching from Quezon City. Guys, tag your friends in the comment section if you are tuned in, especially if they are fan page admins, because they might want this information. And also share me your thoughts if you've already tried this new pages experience. If you're tuned in from or podcasting, streaming from my podcast, then make sure that you rate and subscribe to me wherever you're consuming this episode. And if you're watching from my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button, like this video, and turn on the notification so that you don't miss any of my future videos as well. Jenny is watching from Texas. Minerva is watching from Davao. Sheila is watching from South Carolina. Hey, I hope you're doing well. Okay, so here's what I am like looking forward to. Actually, let me explain first like my initial experience with going into this new pages experience and why I shifted back. Initially, it wasn't a good experience, but I'm giving some room for coincidence here. So, because I tried the new pages experience, immediately I found that all of my likers are gone. So here is where my confusion was at in the very beginning was, what is the difference between the likers and the followers of your fan page, right? Because we have both on the classic version of the Facebook fan pages. And eventually I learned that the followers see your content. The likers can like your fan page, but they can choose to unfollow you. So a liker doesn't necessarily see your content. Only the followers can. And this is also what also happens is when someone likes your page, they automatically become a follower, but they can choose to unfollow. Okay, so first off, this makes me feel bad for everyone who has had to run an ad for more likers, because this new page experience is totally going to eliminate likers. But on the flip side of that, I really like that Facebook is doing this, because it makes us more intentional as content creators to first off know what my call to action is. So instead of saying, hey, like my fan page, I'm just going to, you know, ask you guys to follow my fan page, which I'm going to do right now. If you're liking the fan page, make sure that you're following the fan page as well, so that you don't miss any of my content. So now that we know the difference, right, it makes me more intentional now on creating content that I know my followers would like, and I know exactly who to address now. And it just makes it more seamless to me, you know, jargon wise, to say follow for Instagram and also follow for Facebook, because I now say follow me on Instagram and then like my page on Facebook fan page, which I know is very nitpicky. I would just like to say follow me on Facebook and Instagram, right? It's much simpler. I mean, right? It just makes my call to action that much shorter, which which I like, because I like simplifying. So that kind of, this eliminates the confusion for a lot of people, in my opinion. So what happened when I switched to the brand new experience is all my likers were gone, so only my followers remained. And also, one of the things that you have to note is that you can switch back if you don't like it. Right now, you still can. So if you are seeing this notification that you can try the new pages experience and you don't like it, you can still switch back. But always remember that. Here's the big thing. Anything that you post under the new pages experience will stay in the new pages experience. If you switch back to the classic, all that content under the new pages experience will be gone, which happened to me. I didn't realize I wasn't going to like it. So I created a bunch of episodes under the new pages experience. I created massive content under the new pages experience. And then here's the reason why I switched back. My reach and my visibility started dwindling. Now, here I go again. I want to give some room for coincidence. It might have been a lot of elements. It might have been the content. It might have been, I don't know, the time when I posted, but I was posting all my videos at the usual time that I do. I was doing all my live broadcasts at the usual schedule. My content wasn't really veering away from my usual, you know, I always tackle online business, social media marketing, productivity. It wasn't really anything different, but you know, sometimes things are different. But I really noticed a huge drop on my viewership on my live broadcast. So if I compare it to my averages, it was probably a 70% drop in my reach. Now, again, there might be another contributor to why that happened, but I noticed that as soon as I switched to the new pages experience. I'm probably going to ask questions to Social Media Examiner, maybe tag Facebook. I don't know. They're probably not going to respond to me, but did you have the same experience? Did your reach also change? Did it also dwindle as soon as you changed to the new pages experience? Because I would really love to get some more insight. That is primarily why I was so apprehensive about it, and then why I eventually switched back to the classic. And when I switched back to the classic, guess what happened? My visibility and my reach went back to normal. So that might have just been a glitch, an update on the pages experience back then when I switched to it, but I'm willing to try it now, and here's why. It's only a matter of time before Facebook forces this update on us. And, you know, if I know that it has all of these other features. So let me read all of the other features that it has that might be super duper cool. I really like the fact that I can comment on other pages' content and have that little follow button right next to my name. I hope I have that, you know, and I hope that that's not only for influencers and famous people. Facebook, if you're listening to me right now, I would love to have that because that really would help my visibility a lot. And, you know, if I'm a business coach and I'm following a lot of like e-commerce platforms and all other content creators that are really in line with my niche or within my niche, and we're talking to the same people, you know, that will really help my visibility. If I start engaging, it just really would help boost the page as well. And I can see that feature helping a lot of fan pages as well, especially if you're trying to grow it right now. So I would number one, I would love to have that feature. I don't have that on Classic right now. Another is actionable insights. So I haven't really checked this out when I was in the new pages experience, but it says in here that Facebook has updated insights that will help you understand your audience and how your content performs, but it's also actionable, meaning you can, from within your insights, you can make some moves, I'm guessing. I really am very vague about that because I haven't really seen how it works yet, but I'm going to update you guys once I see it. And so I'm also very interested. Here's what I'm looking forward to is I'm interested in how this dedicated newsfeed will be different from what the newsfeed is now for fan pages. So another feature that I don't have, which I would love to use, that's why I'm really choosing to embrace this now, is the new Q&A feature. So you now will have a way to host a Q&A on your fan page in a way that Reddit kind of hosts its own Q&A, like Reddits and subreddits, and people can respond to you, and you can end your Q&A after your Q&A event. So it's a new text-based Q&A format, which fosters interactive conversations. And if I want to be more intentional on creating content that my followers would like, I would really love to have that Q&A format as well. So those are the things that I'm really looking forward to, aside from, you know, improved page management tools. I'm guessing it's just simplified and easier to use. So this is why I am looking forward to maybe now giving them a second chance. I am just hoping that it doesn't affect my reach the way it did when I switched to it. But even if it does, just like what Monty said to me the other day, I'd just much rather get over that hump and build it back up again, if that's what it takes. So here's also what I'm thinking, is that content-wise, it really doesn't change the game plan at all. It doesn't say anything about how they limit your visibility now because, okay, if your likers don't see your content anyway, then why would you even want them, right? That they're basically vanity metrics. It's just really nice to look at that a page has 100,000 likers. But at the end of the day, it's the followers that count. So I was half-hearted about that in the beginning, but now that I know the difference, I would just very much like to grow my followers and be very intentional on creating content that they would like. And so content-wise, the game plan is the same for me. I would tackle the content pillars that I am doing right now, you know, productivity, social media marketing, online business, leadership, entrepreneurship, and mindset, using the hashtags because that also helps with visibility and optimizing it, you know, making sure that you guys don't skip the part where you complete your descriptions, your bios, making sure that your links and your social links are up in the about section of your page and all of that stuff, all of that counts still. But overall, my verdict is it's only a matter of time before Facebook forces this upon us. And so as soon as you see that notification, I would suggest that you just install it and check it out. Check out how you can win with it. So let me just go over my comment section here just to make sure that I haven't missed any of your questions. Have you guys tried the new pages experience yet? Irene says, in Facebook groups, when we put captions with question marks, it automatically tags as a Q&A post. So, right. I noticed that too, Irene. So Q&As are currently in groups. but now they're putting it on this brand new Pages experience. But also, one of the things that is being said here in the descriptions is that you can end the Q&A. So I think they're adding kind of like an events-based feature on the Q&As now. Kind of like Reddit, right? If you're familiar with Reddit. I really like that. Hi, Nilly. Doran Grace sent me 45 stars. Thank you, Doran. Guys, stars are enabled on this video. So these stars help me make more of this content for you. If you're liking this content, then please send me some stars. Monty sent me 100 stars. Dory sent me 45 as well. Yay. Trisha says, ooh, now I know what's the difference between likers and followers because I don't have the same number of likes and followers. Right, Trisha? Because I was confused about that too. So now we know, right? I need this episode. Thank you, Mama. Janie, are you seeing this notification as well? Let me know how you like it. Suzette sent me 45. Gosh, guys, thank you so much. Thank you so much for sending me those stars. Christelle is watching. Hey, hey, Karina is watching as well. Samalu, oh my goodness, this is a new badge. I'm seeing Star Sender. So Samalu, you have the Star Sender badge. That is new to me. Does that mean you send me stars often? Does that go to, so that, I don't know. Wow, that's really new. I have to do my research on what that means. Hey, Elsie, thanks so much for tuning in. Donna's tuning in. Samalu sent me 50 stars. Yay, yay, yay. Okay, so Trisha says she's going to unbox the free Luma Spa that she won at our Christmas virtual party. Yay, I'm so happy for you. So guys, oh my goodness. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, I was talking about content a while ago, and I was explaining that content-wise, value still wins. And so what I think should be left in 2020 is the heavy-handed self-promotional marketing that a lot of marketers do. So in 2021, I would like you to commit to do more of story selling instead. If you have a business or if you have a product-based business or a service-based business, try to story sell instead of doing those heavy-handed and self-promotional content to sell your offer. And for that, I actually have my vault of tools. It is the 10 ultimate story selling tools that will help you grow your fan page. Basically, guys, I used all of these tools to grow my fan page from 2,000 to 20,000 followers just in 1 year alone. And so I would really love for you to get your hands on these tools right now. And you can get those in my Inner Circle supporters group. So you can go head on over to go.16ramos.com/support. to check that out. I have so many tools in there, you guys. I have 2,495 Canva graphic templates. I have 400 captions that you can use for your business. I have 40 scripts that you can use for collaboration, for selling your products, for offering your service, and much, much more. So guys, check it out. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Let me know what you think of the brand new Pages experience, what you're looking forward to, what you're liking about the new features. And please follow my fan page. Now I know what to say. And now I know my call to action on Facebook. No longer likes, just follow the fan page so that you no longer have to miss any of my future content. Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.